Psalm 60 in the New King James Bible. The superscription is set to the chief musician, set to Lily of the Testimony, another michtam of David, for teaching, when he fought against Mesopotamia and Syria of Zobah, and Joab returned and killed 12,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. O God, you have cast us off. You have broken us down. You have been displeased. O restore us again. You have made the earth tremble. You have broken it. Heal its breaches, for it is shaking. You have shown your people hard things. You have made us drink the wine of confusion. You have given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth, Selah. That your beloved may be delivered. Save with your right hand and hear me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Sukkoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim is also the helmet for my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom I will cast my shoe. Philistia, shout in triumph because of me. Who will bring me to the strong city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, O God, who cast us off? And you, O God, who did not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for the help of man is useless. Through God we will do valiantly, for it is he who shall tread down our enemies. Now in this psalm, I don't know if you noticed as we read through it, but when it refers to God here, it says God, just Elohim. At times I think it said Lord Adonai maybe, but there's no use of Yahweh or the covenant name of God. And we'll look at that for a reason here. It starts out, O God, you have cast us off. You have broken us down. You have been displeased. O restore us again. Now we know that God in his covenant doesn't forget his people. And the psalmist here, David, wrote these psalms, is calling to God, calling to the mind of God, the promises that he has made, but bringing to his mind and to the mind of the people, us, who look at the psalm or who use it, praise God, that God occasionally does get displeased with his people. The fact that he loves us and in the covenant will never forsake us doesn't mean he isn't upset with what we do sometimes, and that sometimes in time and on earth we'll see hard times because of our sin. There's some ramifications of that you could go into for quite some time, but this is a meditation, not a sermon. But the point is that God does become displeased with his people, and creation suffers for it. You have made the earth tremble. You have broken it. Heal its breaches, for it is shaking. You have shown your people hard things. You have made us drink the wine of confusion. And again, here we see that we're still his people, and the nation of Israel at the time was still his people. We're still his people. But he was punishing them, bringing them back, disciplining them, if you will, for their sin. And in the midst of that, you have given us a banner to those who fear you. You have given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Even in the hard time, God has still given them the banner of truth, has given them his name to operate under. And anybody with the benefits of a classic education will think of Constantine and In This Sign I Conquer. That your beloved may be delivered. Save with your right hand and hear me. And the beloved here is the church, the nation of Israel at this time. But in these days, the application continues to be the church, the people of God. Now, the next chunk here explains why we use God instead of Jehovah or Yahweh in this psalm. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem, measure out the valley of Sukkoth. Gilead is mine. And Manasseh, these are tribes of Israel that we're talking about now. Previously, you talked about areas or cities. Ephraim is also the helmet for my head. And Ephraim was the one who guarded the top of the nation. Judah is my lawgiver. And Judah, of course, is the tribe where the kings come from, the tribe of Jesus. Moab, however, is my wash basin. Over Edom I will cast my shoe. Philistia shout in triumph because of me. Here we see God stepping outside, if you will, the role of covenantal king and sovereign God of the nation of Israel. He is claiming Israel as his, but as his close companions, his head, his helmet, his lawgiver. But he looks at the nations around them that traditionally and historically and at this time were in war, in battle against his people. And he claims ownership of them as well. He doesn't say that I will go out and fight those who aren't mine. He doesn't say that he'll go out and destroy the enemy of his people. You'll see those things when he refers to himself as Jehovah or Yahweh, when he's in the role of covenant head. But here we see God claiming sovereignty over the world. Moab isn't in my church, he says, but they're my washpot. And kids, this is not an honorable thing to be called. It's a tool for cleaning at best. I didn't look up the idiom to see if it meant something even worse, but it's not an honorable role. Over Edom I will cast my shoe. That in the Middle East has always been a mark of disdain and insult. And Philistia will shout in triumph because of me. The enemy nation will shout in triumph because I am God and their God. Who will bring me to the strong city, David says? Who will lead me to Edom? Remember, this was when his person just killed 12,000 Edomites. Is it not you, O God, who cast us off, and you, O God, who did not go out with our armies? Now, I want us to stop and look at this and think. When the armies of Israel would go forth and they would take the Ark of the Covenant with them, who is the God that went with them? We're talking about the Trinity here. Which aspect, which person of the Trinity are we referring to? We say the Psalms speak of Jesus particularly, not just a generic God or even Jehovah. And here it is Jesus who did not go out with the armies. David here is saying that he needs help, his beloved needs preserved. Who will bring me to the strong city, lead me to Edom, because Jesus hadn't been fighting with them, because they'd been not abandoned, but disciplined. Is it not you, O God, who cast us out, off, and you, O God, who did not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for the help of man is useless. Even in the midst of victory, David remembers that it's Jesus who helps. Through God we will do valiantly, for it is he who shall tread down our enemies. And that last line, it is he who shall tread down our enemies, should immediately bring to mind Psalm 2 and Psalm 110. Again, Psalm specifically said to refer to Jesus in his role as king in the church. So we have here a psalm with, it's a fairly common theme, but it's one that it would do well for us to remember. We don't fight Philistia and Edom with swords anymore. That part is done. We are, however, extending God's kingdom over the world, over all the nations, which he tells us in his word are his. And we are the instruments that he's chosen. We can get all bogged down in process and procedure and what are the five spiritual questions and all these things and ways to get the work done. But we have to remember that if he doesn't go out with our armies, we'll see no success. And it is he who will lead us to the strong city. As we sing the second part of this, let's not just sing it historically, thinking of David and his problems in the past. But let's pray that God will go forth with our missionaries and with our people and with ourselves as we take the word of God to the nation.